Welcome to This Week in the News. Good Morning EP's look back at the week that was. I'm Gord, help me. South Australian Environment Minister David Speirs this week made controversial comments regarding climate change activists at a Liberal Party event. The minister said it was easy for people to claim to be in favour of action, but more difficult to take practical action. When informed that climate change activists had been called out for their hypocrisy, one activist replied,
"How dare you? You have stolen my dreams."
The West Australian Premier has effectively conceded Perth will not host an ashes test this summer due to border restrictions. Recent border changes by South Australia and expected border changes by Queensland and Tasmania mean Western Australia has re-implemented mandatory 14-day quarantine requirements. When asked in a meeting between the government and Cricket Australia whether Perth actually cared about or wanted a test match this summer, Premier Mark McGowan replied,
"Don't come. We don't want you. Stay at home."
And a new strain of the thing has emerged from South Africa this week. The new strain was to originally be named Mu and then G, but these letters of the Greek alphabet were bypassed so as not to cause confusion and offence. As a result, the new variant was named Omicron. This new name, however, has caused diplomatic tensions, resulting in an odd demand.
"I am Lur, ruler of the planet Omicron Percy I-8. I demand extra dipping sauce."
And that's the week in news. I'm Gord, help me.